Hello, everybody. Foggy Jack here, and you're listening to Foggy Jack's 13 or more days of Christmas special. Happy holidays, everyone, and I hope you enjoy all of these old-time radio shows, always in the Christmas spirit.
Do you like stories that keep you on the edge of your seat? Stories that make your heart race and your blood run cold? Stories that make you wonder what lurks in the shadows and what lies behind the door? If you do, then you will love Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, the old-time horror radio show that brings you the most thrilling tales of mystery, suspense, and horror. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show airs reruns of radio shows that aired from 1940 to 1960, featuring some of the best actors and writers of the golden age of radio. Every day, Foggy Jack's old-time radio show presents a new story that will keep you guessing until the end, with twists and turns that will shock and surprise you. You will hear stories by masters of horror like Edgar Allan Poe, H.P. Lovecraft, Ray Bradbury, and more. You will also hear stories by famous authors like Agatha Christie, Ernest Hemingway, and John Steinbeck. And you will hear stories starring legendary actors like Orson Welles, Vincent Price, Boris Karloff, and many more. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show is the ultimate podcast for fans of horror, suspense, and mystery. You can listen to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show online for free, where you can find hundreds of episodes to choose from. You can also subscribe to this podcast, where you can get new episodes every week. Don't miss this opportunity to experience the scariest radio episodes of all time. Tune in to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, and remember, it's not what you see, it's what you hear.
Santa Claus, the North Pole magic carpet. to get Santa's toys back. And Santa Claus, when I find the Wicked Witch, I'll send Herman back here. You jump on his back and fly to the castle.
Oh, I'm too heavy. It's impossible for me to fly on a widow duck's back.
Oh, nothing's impossible for a man who can be at the May Company and Bullock's at the same time. Come on, Herman. The magic carpet is waiting.
Glad you came along. What was that just passed us?
Oh, a couple of those high school kids on a piece of linoleum.
Darn those jalopies.
Well, who are you?
Who am I? I'm the bravest man in the world.
Why, Errol Flynn. What happened to your face?
That's not my name. I'm Prince Valiant.
Oh, how do you? I'm Grapey.
I'm the world's greatest hero. I fear no man. I fear no beast. Take him away. Take him away. Help. Help.
Oh, he won't hurt you. That's just my little duck.
Oh.
Herman, stick your wing out. I'm going to make a turn. You know, Prince Valiant, there's something very familiar about your face. Were you ever in Bordeaux?
I still am. I just finished a split week at Lowe's North Pole.
Oh. Your face was familiar.
Well, I'm thinking about a new act, and I'm looking for a leading lady. Maybe you'd like to support me.
You know, there's something familiar about that, too.
I guess I should have stayed on the iceberg.
Well, I better land and find out where I am.
Oh, look. Here comes a little boy down the road.
Hello.
Hello. I'm very hungry. Have you some supper I can sing for?
What's your name?
Little Tommy Tucker.
Oh, well, here, have a Swiss cheese sandwich. You can eat it and sing through the holes at the same time.
Thanks.
Of it.
Well, I'll see you later, Gracie.
Do you live around here?
Who knows where I live? One day a lonely castle in the hills, the next a crowded city street. Today a villa by the sea, tomorrow a mountain retreat.
Now, how you doing? We've been trying to break our lease for months.
I've had enough of this shilly-shallying, me girl.
Do you know, you look exactly like someone I've seen in the movies. Now, let me see.
Well, is it Annie Sheridan, or are we going to argue about it?
Annie Sheridan? Oh, no, I'm not that silly. Oh, I know who it was. Shirley Temple.
Don't be fantastic. There's a good 20 years difference between us. A few bad ones, too.
Well, it's been awfully nice meeting you, but I really must be going.
Wait! You're looking for the Wicked Witch, eh? And just what do you want to see her for?
Well, because I've got to get Santa's toys back.
Oh, I see. You know what the Wicked Witch will do to you? She will transform you into a pain-racked map of quivering flesh. Then wring your pretty neck and toss your body to the vultures.
Oh, how you're sweet. Well, you shouldn't worry about me. In fact, I'm a little worried about you.
About me? Why, may I ask?
Well, you're all alone out here in the woods, and there might be some men hanging around.
A man where? Oh.
You could direct me to the castle of the Wicked Witch.
Just straight ahead. You can't miss it. The walls are made of from bones of skeletons, and the corridors are decorated with human skulls.
Oh, well, I couldn't live in a house like that.
Why not?
No barbecue pits. Well, thanks anyway.
You're quite welcome. Little does she know that I have given her the wrong direction. The treacherous swamps lie in her path. Those swamps have killed hundreds of men. Darn it.
Well, goodbye. Come on, little ducky.
Hey, what a cute little duck.
Oh, yes, he's just like my own son. His name is Herman.
Oh, indeed. Little does she know that tonight I shall dine on roast Long Island Herman. Well, goodbye.
She's gone. She's disappeared. Come, Herman. We've got to find Herman. Where's Herman? Herman! Herman!
Gracie, are you still in trouble? Can I come back?
Oh, valiant prince. Herman is missing. He must have been ducknapped.
Ducknapped? Then the woman you were talking to must have been the Wicked Witch herself.
Well, how do you like that? And she talks just like a Vassar girl.
Look. There's a duck feather.
Oh, and there's another one. Herman must be pulling out his tail feathers to leave a trail. Well, now we can find the Wicked Witch's castle. Come on, let's go.
Look, there's another feather.
Oh, I hope poor Herman isn't catching cold. Oh, look, is that a blimp up there?
Hello, kids.
That's no blimp. That's Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall.
Oh, gee, isn't he big and round? He must be at least 65 cents a dozen.
Say, Humpty Dumpty, we're looking for the Wicked Witch. Will you come and help us?
I will, just as soon as I finish eating.
Well, when will you be through?
That's funny. Somebody asked me that same question 20 years ago.
Didn't you ever do anything else but eat?
I don't know. When I get home, I'll look in the diary.
Oh, please help us, Humpty Dumpty. The Wicked Witch stole all of Santa's toys.
Oh, then I'll go with you. And I'll take along this spaghetti to tie her up.
Gosh, you don't eat that much spaghetti.
Don't worry, it won't go to waste.
Oh.
Well, I'll call all my eggs together. Wait, I'm going to blow on this lamb chop.
Oh, what do you think of that? He blew the paper panties right off the chop.
All right, Ed, we're off to get the witch. Keep your sunny sides up.
We're off to get the witch. We're off to get the witch. Hi-ho!
those eggs scrambled.
Well, don't worry, Gracie. The Valiant Prince will protect you. I'm not afraid.
How do your legs feel?
My legs? Fine.
Then I'll put you down. Oh, look. Herman's tail feathers lead right up to the steps. Wasn't it smart of him to leave a trail for us? If we get the toys back, he'll be a hero.
It'll certainly put a feather in his cap.
Oh, that's not where he needs them.
What a ghastly looking castle.
Oh, wait. Here's one more of Herman's feathers. I'll pick it up and save it for him. Oh, he hasn't dropped this one yet. Oh, my, I'm glad to see you, Herman. Now, quick, you fly to the North Pole and bring back Santa Claus. Oh, and Herman, don't fly backwards. You'll catch cold.
Well, we're going in to get the Wicked Witch. I better knock on the door. Oh, she's gone. Come on, let's go.
No, no, no. Wait, Valiant Prince, I'll knock.
Soy esqueleto y tengo mucho gusto de verlos por aquí.
My goodness, Mr. Skeleton. You shouldn't walk around that way. You'll catch a death cold. You want to get goose pimples?
On me, they would not show. I am the witch's butler. Come in.
Oh, poor man. That witch must be a slave driver. Look, he's worked his fingers and everything else to the bone.
Oh, no, senorita. The work here is very easy.
Then how did you become a skeleton?
I was a heavy loser in a street poker game.
Well, come on, Gracie. The witch isn't home, I hope.
Ah, she is expecting you. Step right into the torture chamber and make yourselves comfortable.
Well, will we have to wait long to see the witch?
Oh, no, she just arrived. She is outside tying up her back.
Oh, was she on one?
Si, senorita. While you are waiting, senor prince, would you like an arsenic and soda or a beer?
I'll have a beer.
Fine. Little does he know that the beer is spelled B-I-E-R.
Oh, my, what an adorable torture room. I'll bet she subscribes to the Witch's Home Journal.
Gracie.
Who is it?
It's the lad. I sneaked in here and got my magic lamp back, and I'm hiding in this tub of boiling oil.
Oh, well, just keep cool.
Well, don't worry. If there's any way to escape, the Valiant Prince will find it.
Come back from that door.
Well, it was locked anyway.
You know, the witch is not much of a hostess. She's forgotten all about it.
Forgotten you? Not at all, me pretty.
Oh, there you are, Miss Witch. I'd like you to meet my friend, Prince Valiant.
Yes, I saw him once before at a distance. And it's still a shock.
Well, we've come to get Santa Claus's toys back. May we have them?
Patience, me pet. At the moment, I have other plans for you.
Really?
Oh, quite. For the next hour, I will twist the hair down the back of your neck. I will pluck the hot mud on your face. I will pluck your eyebrows out. One by one.
Oh, what do you charge for a manicure? I always pay cash.
Ah, I'll break your spirit yet. Perhaps it would be better to torture Prince Valiant first and show you how nasty I can be.
No, no. Please don't hurt me.
I will summon me ugly slave.
Yes, your wickedness.
Put Prince Valiant on the stretching machine. Now watch closely, Gracie, while we stretch his body inch by inch.
Come on, come on.
Aladdin, rub the magic lamp and get some help.
I am rubbing it, but all I'm getting is swan soap.
Swan soap? What's that?
What's that? Why, only the first really new white floating soap since the gay 90s, that's all. Why, swan is 8 ways better than old-fashioned floating soap.
Aladdin, will you rub the lamp and get some help?
In a minute. Look, witch. Witch, see how white swan is?
My, how good it smells. Come, Kraskin. Turn the screws.
Aladdin, will you rub the lamp? She's going to spend
it. In a minute. And swan is pure and gentle. As mild as the finest imported cast deal goes. Just grand for bathing the baby. It's so easy on your hands when you wash dishes.
Aladdin, hurry, they're going to break me in two.
They are. Swan is really a twin bar. Break it in two.
Break it in two.
And use one half in the kitchen and the other half in your bathroom for your tub or shower.
Drop the lamp.
Don't forget, Witchy, the swan comes in a green wrapper with a white swan on the front.
Help! Awful noisy in here, don't you think? Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love some, Miss Witch.
Come, let's go into my parlor, little fly. That Prince Valiant is really carrying on.
Oh, probably growing pains.
Shall I pour the tea?
Please. Oh, my. There's nothing like a cup of good hot tea. Don't you think so?
You know, you're a most unusual person, Gracie. I may call you Gracie, may I not?
Well, of course,
Gwendolyn.
Oh, of course, Gwen.
As I was saying, you're a most unusual person. You make me feel a little ashamed of myself.
Oh, really? Oh, I just knew you had a good side, Queen. I always say that there's so much worse in the bad of us and so much least in the good of us that it ill best to behoove us to say anything. That's what I always say.
Yeah. Does somebody understand you?
Oh, yes. But tell me, how did you become such a wicked person?
Naturally, a man was the cause of it all, my dear. What else can make a woman's heart feel as though it was hers? And alternately give her goose flesh and fever.
Well, speaking personally, a Welsh rabbit.
Perhaps. But I shall tell you, Miss Torrey, it begins some years ago at the turn of the century.
Which century?
I won't go into that. It was then that Christopher came into my life. Presently, the whole town was talking of Gwendolyn and Christopher.
Yes, go on.
Ah, what a man. He was like Tyrone Power, and just enough wise, Muller, to make him interesting. Enter!
Pardon my rattling, Senorita Witch, but there is a man outside to see you. He is wearing a red suit and a white beard.
Oh, it's Santa Claus. Come in, Santa.
Oh, Gwendy, I got you. Gwendolyn.
Christopher Kringle. You came back to me.
My little dream girl.
Ah, the love of my life. Here's your bag of toys.
Now I can make me Christmas delivery.
And I'll go with you and help spread the joy.
Oh, and now all the kiddies will have a Merry Christmas after all. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, the magnificent. I almost forgot him.
Gracie, wake up. Wake up!
Oh, my goodness, George. Oh, I'm going to sleep. I've just had the most wonderful dream. Gee, you look short.
Well, come on, let's go up. It's 1 o'clock.
Herman is still asleep. You'll wake him up.
Well, give him to me. I'll carry him up.
Double for me.